Kutae te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Beautiful.
There we go. Just working great. On our today a bit more.
Love
incorporating it.
No, that's
into
great.
Our daily things.
Fantastic.
Right. Officially, it's now started.
All right. I'm all yeah. business now.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about our book today, Josh.
Well, the book today is not only the book for today. It is also Scorpio Books Book of the Month.
Oh, wow. For the whole month.
For the whole month.
Wow.
We do a book of the month every month. And this is this month's book. It is called The Axeman's Carnival by Catherine Chidgey. I read it and wrote the review for our book of the month. You can read that in the store. Very exciting. And it is a fantastic New Zealand novel set in the heart of South Otago on a sheep farm. It follows the story and is told from the perspective of Tama the Magpie. Tama, short for Tamagotchi.
Really?
Yes, that is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all joke in the book. She's like, I'm going to call him, remember I had that little Tamagotchi as a kid? I'm going to call him Tamagotchi. And they're like, that's a bit too long, and he's not Japanese. And they're like, okay, I'll call him Tama. And they're like, but he's not Māori. And he's like, well, she's like, whatever, he's called Tama.
Okay.
So anyway, okay. They're on this farm, and Marine, the wife, of the couple that lives on the farm, picks the small, helpless, fledgling magpie out after it falls out of its nest. The husband is not too keen to bring the bird into the home, but the wife nonetheless does what she wishes. And then the story unfolds from there. It's all told from first-person perspective of Tama the Magpie, which is a very interesting thing. And I was interested to see what it was going to be like when I heard about it. I was like, it sounds fascinating. But, you know, sometimes, like, you know, people do, like, I've done, like, creative writing exercises at school, you know, that were, like, write from the perspective of a dog or whatever. And you kind of, like, add in a few throwaway lines of, like, I sniffed this thing, but you're pretty much just writing from a human perspective.
Yeah.
You know, but you just say kind of dog things. This is not like that. This is a bird. This book is told by a bird. Through and through, this book is a bird.
That must be so hard.
It's fascinating, and it's very impressive writing-wise, because the story is still conveyed beautifully, but, you know, our main source into the world has a bird's eye view to this experience and talks like it does. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't talk and think in the way that we talk and think. It talks and think in the way a bird talk and think.
Okay.
Which is really cool. And yeah, basically, the title, if you're interested, Axeman's Carnival. It sounds a bit weird. Well, I didn't know this was a thing. I think I'd probably seen it once at like a Fairy Mead show or whatever. But you know how people like strong men, they like axes and they like to hit wood with them?
Yeah, like axe chopping's a thing.
Yeah, so that's what the Axeman's Carnival is. It's essentially this thing that they're building to through most of the book that the husband does, where he uses his axe to chop logs and, you know, get the best time and you like chop the log and put the plank in and climb up. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the, I won't spoil any more than that, but that's an event that is built to within the book. And yeah, it kind of tells the story of domestic life, of life on a New Zealand farm, of life in the wilderness, of life with a couple that, you know, isn't always the happiest all the time.
Right.
But all told from, you know, this newcomer to the home, this bird, this kind of outsider experience.
Okay.
And I do think that a magpie was a fantastic choice for that bird to be. Obviously, it's not a native New Zealand bird. It's an Australian bird that was brought over here. It's an introduced species. But I feel like that kind of works, you know. Not only is this magpie not native to the land, but it's also not native to this, you know, human place that it's living in. It's an outsider in all ways. And magpies are, I didn't really know this because I haven't had many encounters with magpies, but they're not very liked within the farming
wilderness. They attack people.
They attack. They're aggressive birds. Not Tama.
Tama's great. Okay.
But they kind of talk about that where, you know, when he's starts kind of meeting these humans and hanging out with them, he's really worried because he's heard all these stories from his father about, like, you know, the bad humans, they want to kill us, we have to attack, kill, suck out their blood, drink their bones, you know. And so he's like, oh my gosh, what am I meant to do? I'm like in this, you know, house of horrors essentially. And then as he starts to realize, oh, okay, these humans aren't that bad, and then he has almost an identity crisis of like, well, everything I've heard from my father and all of my bird siblings is that these humans want to kill us and that they're awful. And then I'm here and they love me and I'm in like a cute little like bed and, you know.
That is not like the bird drama you're expecting.
It's not. And that's what's so good about it. It is a bird and at no point does it not feel like a bird, but like it doesn't get tiresome, you know. It's not like, oh yeah, the bird's flying again. The bird's doing, you know, like bird, Tama is an incredible narrator. He's a fascinating character. He's innocent in some ways, but like, he's innocent to the ways of humans and he's innocent to things that we think of as obvious, you know, like when a human's trying to tell him something or get him to do something and he maybe doesn't get it or does a different thing, but also has this like ancient, you know, nature knowledge of like, you know, he knows the story of where his ancestors come from. He knows you know, like the way the bird community talks, like when they're chirping away, the way it's translated is like
their story.
Yeah, it's like, we are here, we are not leaving, leave us alone, you know, like all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of this juxtaposition between his innocence to the human world and his kind of ancestral knowledge to the bird world. And yeah, it goes from there. They end up, Tama ends up mimicking human speech very early on. So, you know, he says things. He starts off by, you know, the usual bird thing, kind of parrots what the people are saying.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he starts to understand the language. He's not like having full conversations, but, you know, he knows when his mum says, you know, come over here. He knows he should, but sometimes he likes to be naughty and says, no, go away. You know, like he has all those kind of little traits. And then through that, they end up kind of, you know, thinking maybe we can turn this into a good thing for us. Maybe we can make a bit of money. We'll run out of money on the farm. You know, it all becomes this very 21st century novel. You know, it's got like Instagram followers and stalkers.
Oh,
and
God.
It really takes a lot of twists and turns that I wasn't expecting. I kind of picked it up out of...
I'm really quite shocked. Yeah. It looked
very just interesting. And then, you know, they asked if I'd read it and stuff. And I loved it. And I'm glad, because or else I would have had to write a review that I didn't agree with. But I didn't have to do that because it's a fantastic book. Not that I would have done that. But yeah, anyway, it's
Catherine Chidji. She's written something else quite popular.
She has written something else. I can't... Let me quickly look it up because I can't remember it off the top of my head.
The name rings a bell vaguely.
Well, yeah, she's a New Zealand author. This isn't her first novel. Here we go. Catherine Chidji. She was writing Wish Child. Is that the one you're thinking of? Remote Sympathy, Wish Child.
Maybe I just know she's an author. I'm not sure.
Yeah, potentially. But yeah, she's written other stuff. But yeah, you can tell that she knows the lay of the land, you know? Like, I haven't spent much time on South Otago farms, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
shocking,
right.
I know.
Wow.
But, you know, I have lived in New Zealand for most of my life. And the descriptions of, you know, the native bush and the kind of landscape that they're in are very fitting and very accurate. But also very, you know... bird-like. They're told from the things that a bird would
notice. Impressed by that.
Really impressive. Like, right from when you start it, you are immediately like, oh wow, this is something different, you know? Like, this is a bird, and it commits to that bird throughout the story.
That is insane.
And not only is he a bird, but he's such a wonderful bird. I've never cared. I actually it's known amongst the Scorpio crew that I have a bit of a fear of birds.
You're not a bird.
I'm not a bird
person.
Fan. Just when they're in small and enclosed spaces, like when they fly into our store and then bang against the window.
Do you get many doing that in your store?
Every now and then. Not often, but you know, every now and then. And I deeply despise it. The sound of wing on glass is one of the worst sounds in human experience.
Actually, that's
so,
good point.
You know, when I started reading this, I was like, you know, I'm not the biggest bird fan, but I've never loved a bird more in my life than I do Tama.
He's so
childlike, but also wise. He's, you know, caring and loving. He's just fascinating. And there is kind of this, I don't want to say too much to spoil some of the more interesting events, but there is definitely a, you know, it's fun in places and it's very entertaining. It can be light in some of the early places when you're getting to know this bird, but there is a more serious and a kind of tense undertone that's kind of running that you start to pick up on a bit early, that, you know, a keen reader will know is going to reach a climax at some point. You know, you're not going to just let the tension sit.
No, you hope not.
And it does, and it's fantastic. I won't say any more than that, but if you're reading and you're thinking, oh, I'm starting to notice some cracks in this facade, you would be correct, and there is a fantastic conclusion to that. That's all I'll say on that. I don't want to spoil too much. But yeah, you should get it. You can come
I'm
in.
I'm so fascinated by this book.
Yeah, you can, like, you can borrow it if you want.
Weird dynamic of things going on.
It really is. I mean, I've been reading, you know, I usually read a lot of, you know, like their fantasy and stuff. They got magic, but you know, it's people. They talk like people. They act like people.
Yeah, right.
I've never really read anything with this level of, like, no, this is a bit, you know, like it really That's taking bizarre. The creative so and artistic leap to, like, not only start with that, but like go the whole way with that, you know, and commit to it and to really delve deep into, like, how would a bird see this situation? How would a bird with this experience understand the world in this way? And yeah, Catherine Chidji does it just beautifully. It's such a fantastic book.
Wow. That is a glowing review.
That's all right. I mean, I loved it. It was great.
X-Men's Carnival.
The X-Men's Carnival.
Which
Catherine
the name
Chidji.
Sounds like not even related
I know,
to anything.
But the cover, I mean,
it.
You guys can't see the cover, but it's a beautiful cover.
Yeah,
it's
stunning.
It's little Tam of the Magpie, and he's perching on an axe in the wood with the South Otago in the background. It's so good. It's such a great book.
Well, yeah. Josh, thank you so much.
Hey, no
I
problem.
Mean, if you
I'm
don't sell a couple of copies of that book after this,
I have to rethink my marketing.
Yeah. Wow. Right. Just very quickly, where can people go to Scorpio Books?
People can go to Scorpio Books. We actually have three stores.
Yeah,
did you know that?
Yeah,
so we have our mains. They're all in the same spot, though. Very easy to find. We have our main book, Scorpio Books, which is in the BNZ Centre. Technically, 120 Hereford Street is the address.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of hard to find. If you know where the BNZ Centre is, it's between Cashel Street and Hereford Street.
It's easy.
Little alleyways.
To find that way,
yep. We're in there. Right next to that one, just opposite, we have our travel store. If you're looking for maps, guides, pictorial books, anything like that. And then, of course, we have Telling Tales, our wonderful children's bookstore just across the courtyard, where there's heaps of really good kids' books in the moment. Lots of great kids' fiction in right now that everyone should get on. Yeah.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Always a pleasure.